March 27th.
Lots of things to talk about as usual today. It's Friday, the day that many of you end your work week and you look forward to it because you're not successful. Those people who are successful don't look forward to, in my book, the end of the week. Maybe that's a little harsh. I think that people can be successful and still enjoy their time off. That's not really what I'm saying. But successful people sort of keep their mind on what they're doing. They keep their eye on the ball. If you'll pardon the reference, if you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see Richie City on his. That's where a lot of people think that's where
he keeps his rear on the ball.
His, bouncing up and down. Look at
his brain is there.
I'm having fun.
But you will not accomplish anything if you only have fun and don't work a little. But work can be fun. That's the other thing. I think you can. A lot of people object. I remember a very serious boss I had once who said to me, I had too much fun while I was working, and I had to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be miserable. Like
that, right? What a moron that guy is.
That's right. Yeah. I want to spend my entire life working being miserable.
Right. Yeah.
What a wonderful thing.
I
want to
hate my
to.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who do not like their jobs.
Yeah, of course
so
there are.
Why don't you change? Why don't you overcome? It's fear, usually. You don't have faith in yourself. You think, I can't do that. I can't move on. I can't step up. Of course you can. Think about one new word every day that moves you sort of in an upward cycle.
Authentic.
Good. Perfect. Roberta, what's your word today that helps you step up? Moves up.
Smile.
Smile.
Yeah.
All right.
Smile
Richie?
Always helps you move up.
What's
bouncy.
Your word to help us not
bouncy?
You and your ball.
My ball.
Do not
video.
Wait.
Video is the word of the day.
Video. It's a cry. So in terms of living and coming up with the right adaptation, you only have so much time here. That's something we all become a little more aware of as we get a little bit older. There is less time than, you know, you probably like. But that doesn't mean you can't use it. You know, if you worry about tomorrow and live in fear of tomorrow, you'll ruin what today is about. And we have all, trust me, all of us, you, me, everyone, has done this to a distraction in his or her life. And it just gets to a point where you realize, okay, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to begin the day today as best I can. I'm going to spend my time today as best I can. And I'm going to end the day as best I can. Not spending the day dreaming of some far-off thing that you really you can't do anything about. Dreams are great. But take what you're dreaming and try to push it into what you're doing now. That has tremendous possibilities, I think. You really can kind of chart your own course. You do have help from people. For example, I've charted my course in my career of doing this program for 23 years. I decided I did not want to work for somebody else. I wanted to do it on my own. Everybody said, including Bob Kay, who's my now general manager, my friend for 40-some years.
He's your bosom friend.
He told me that I ought not to do this kind of a program and the time. He thought I ought to do a midday program because I was better suited to midday, even though most of my career on the radio had been in the morning. He said, no, people won't give up morning drive inventory. That's sort of an inside, but the inventory of the commercials. People won't give up the inventory. They will want to keep their local inventory because it's most valuable in the morning. And so I set about my mission to prove that wrong. I don't know that I had a plan. I just knew that the goal of the plan was to have the program accepted and acceptable. And that it is. I didn't waste a lot of time trying to figure out, and some people would criticize me because I'm not a great planner. I just kind of do one day to the next, to the next, to the next. And so there isn't a plan. And maybe if I'd had a plan, I'd have been doing better. My plan is now to do better. That's, you know, wherever we go with the plan, it's a plan. And the plan is to, what do we have? We've set our sights on 36 years because the Breakfast Club that Don Wilson hosted for 35 years now has the record for morning syndicated radio programs. I'm going to beat that. Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and I are going to beat
that
record.
We're ready for the challenge.
We're going to beat the clock. Success is waiting for us. Okay, so that's pretty good, huh? How's that? I feel like I'm in the pulpit. We were talking about Mormons earlier today and Baptists and stuff.
You're up on your box, aren't you?
I'm on the box. Better to be on a box than on a ball, Richie. That's what I say.
Better to be on the box than in the box.
Yeah. The ball's more fun.
Right, exactly. So speaking of being in the box, Elizabeth Taylor is now.
Nice. You had to go there, didn't you?
Yes, give it up.
Assuming room temperature.
That's right, yeah. Zsa Zsa.
Actually, bodies don't assume room temperature.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa's not far behind.
They actually get hotter as they decompose.
No, you're right.
It's like manure.
If you ever go to your compost pile, it's almost on fire.
So now Elizabeth Taylor is in the compost pile.
The great compost pile.
That's right.
The great compost pile at Forest Lawn is where she is. So Zsa Zsa Gabor, who was one of her closest friends, got so upset yesterday that she had to be taken to the hospital.
Is she still very coherent?
94-year-old. She's coherent enough to know that Elizabeth Taylor died.
Wait a minute. Didn't they cut her leg off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's up with Ava? Did she already die?
I think Ava died.
Yeah, she
Ava's
died,
dead.
I think. Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Yeah. She was great friends with Jane Russell, who died a few months ago. Right?
Imagine being the last of your kind. I think she might be the last of her kind.
I think Zsa Zsa is the last of that group.
Yeah.
Yep. And she said, when she went to the hospital, the reason her blood pressure went up is because she told her husband, "I'm next. Celebrities die in threes."
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. Why couldn't something like that happen to Lindsay Lohan's father?
Oh, Doug.
Nice.
We can't do that.
No, okay.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't wish that on anybody.
You should take that back.
Take it back.
I take it back.
It's black in the universe, you know.
Okay. I just took it back.
Okay.
All right. So,
by the way, Ava Gabor died in 1995.
Thank you.
She was 76.
It's the difference between, I have not much use for, we talk a lot about celebrity, the Kardashians and Lindsay Lohan and all these people, but there seems to be a big difference between the parents of the Kardashians versus the parent or the father, anyway, of Lohan. He's absolutely off his rocker.
Yeah, he got arrested again for domestic violence.
Right.
He did?
He's like completely nutso.
Yeah.
So the other, that's why I give Lindsay maybe at this point a little more string, because she grew up around this.
She didn't have any child. She has,
they were selling her out.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
So the mother's no good.
Ugh. No.
Yeah. The mother is, neither of them are any good.
Right.
And then you go back to, she started acting about the same time Elizabeth Taylor did. And Mickey Rooney, and who else was in that? I think Debbie Reynolds. They went to high school together on the lot at MGM. Debbie Reynolds about the same age when she got started. And I'm not sure about Carol Burnett. I think she came along a little bit later. But it's interesting how these ladies and men, too, they all went up through the system. Rock Hudson, who was very close to Elizabeth Taylor, started at the same time she did at the studio. And as mentioned, Mickey Rooney and some of these other people who were, as children, brought onto the set. And they were used like slaves.
But it was back then, and we talked about this a little bit. Back then, all this stuff was kept behind the curtain, closed doors.
Oh, yeah.
You think about the White House and the things that went on that you just never knew about, but they happened.
Yeah.
Now everything is up front. So even these celebrities, they don't have to hide it. They don't have to stay in the closet with their drinking, their drugs, their rock cousin, their homosexuality, whatever it was. It's all out in the open now. And we get to see it all. So we get to see the Lindsay Lohan stuff. There's no difference. It was the way it was. This is what they did to Elizabeth Taylor when she was 13 and 14 years old.
They got her on drugs. And Judy Garland, the same thing.
And the producers that were 28 years old and 30 years old, of course, were taking advantage of them. And
of course they were.
It all happened.
Yeah. Easy to control
everybody.
It just all was hidden.
Yeah.
What they did to Marilyn Monroe, too. Everybody took advantage of her.
Right. She either killed herself or they killed her, whichever, one of the two. But, I mean,
The Kennedy family killed her.
Well, that's one of the theories.
That's one of the others.
It is. All right. She's buried, by the way, in a different place. She's buried when you come across over the 405, that cemetery that's there, Jennifer.
Yeah, in, the one off the side of the
Brentwood. Freeway. Yeah, that's where she is. Okay. I don't know whether this is appropriate or not, but I don't seem to be doing too well in the appropriate department anyway, so why not talk about your prostate at this point in time? We might as well throw, like, throw
hello,
a whole,
Jack.
Let's just throw everything, cast your fate to the wind.
Well, no, it is appropriate.
It is, because if you don't take care of it, you'll die.
Liz.
She didn't have cancer.
No. She oh, that's right. She fought against AIDS. Didn't she do something with cancer?
What? Well, AIDS, some people think AIDS creates cancer. It depends on how your immune system is working. You
all right,
get
so
it.
We'll go
but
on that one then.
At any
rate, right,
okay.
So
yeah, we'll connect it that way. You're good. Right. There is always, but there, I mean, we don't really need anything to hang it on because it is, it's sort of shocking, actually, that so many people leave the importance of their prostate to sort of somebody else. Men say, okay, my wife will worry about it. She'll take care of feeding me the right things. And so that's one of the reasons that more women call 800-607-7078 for their free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, because they are worried about the condition. Men just don't. We had the statistics released last week, I think at this time, where women are living older, men are not living as old as they were. The total movement, if you put the ages in, shows that America is living a little bit longer than was the case last year and the year before, because we actually lost some momentum, if you will. Do you know that Americans are number 76 on the list of longevity in the world? Of 192 or 194 countries on the planet.
It's a conspiracy.
We're number 76. That's how bad we take care of ourselves. Badly we take care of ourselves.
It's the Russians.
Well, the
Russians. They're knocking us all.
But the Russians and their smoking and drinking and stuff, no, they're not doing particularly well. Asians do very well. Asian populations are the
Yeah, but they
longest.
Smoke like fiends, man.
And that's what's amazing about it. They do. In China and Japan, they really do. But they live longer, and they, I don't know if they prosper, but whatever it is, the focus here is on America, because that's who most of the people are who are listening to the program right now. Not that you couldn't order this if you were listening on DougStephan.com around the world, but I think pretty much our message is to men and women to take care of your man's prostate, get him fed the right things, and see your doctor for a checkup. Take Beta Prostate. You get a free bottle right now. If you have never signed up for the free bottle, call 800-607-7078 and get your person, your man, your lover.
And by the way,
friend.
Guys, you can go to your wife and you can say, honey, Doug Stephan said you should be helping me take care of my prostate.
Yes, you can do that. Do
well,
not
here's an
ignore
idea. You can call yourself.
Your prostate, yeah. If you're a new customer, call in 800-607-7078. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate free. Be smart. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 800-607-7078. You'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusion supply.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Bye.
American Idol last night. There's a report today that the contestants moved out of that big fancy Beverly Hills mansion they were in.
Really?
Because they believe the place is haunted.
Really?
The contestants were complaining of bizarre flickering of lights.
Isn't that weird?
Spider infestation.
It's haunted by Ed McMahon and the next big star.
Right, that could be it.
Star Search.
The final straw occurred after several singers claimed to see a bed sheet floating down an empty hallway.
That is so cool.
All right.
No. Well, yeah. Who owned it prior? I mean, is there any history to it?
The roof was leaking in the rain on Sunday. They're now at some undisclosed location.
Ooh. Ooh. So this wasn't just one of them.
No,
this
all
was
of
like
them.
All of them were
11
saying.
Or 12, however many there are left. How many are left now? 11, right? And they all performed together. Richie, cool. Let's listen
to
them.
That is by far the coolest story I've heard in a
That's
while.
That's a good story, yeah. A lot of Motown music this week. They can do it okay, but they are no substitute for some of the real Motown stars who happen to be around. Stevie Wonder performed on Idol last night. There we go.
There it is.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, Roberta.
Oh, I'm yours too, Dougie.
Very nice. So Stevie Wonder was performing. He also sang Happy Birthday to Steven Tyler.
How you doing?
I'm doing beautiful, baby.
Are you ready for a celebration?
I am ready for a
celebration. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
You know, this is my friend's people, friends. And I think that this is something that you know about. Can we get it? Can we get it? All right.
What a genius.
Would have been a good celebration. I'd like to have been with that. I actually would like to go to one of these shows. They tape it at the CBS studios right down the street, about four or five blocks from where I'm staying this. I have a few more days there. I would like to see one American Idol
show. This is what friends do for friends. He says, what do you think the conversation between Stevie Wonder and Steven Tyler is
all
like?
About, yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall for that one?
Yep, yep. Also, last night, Sugarland was on Idol to perform.
Jen? Love that. Everybody.
Actually, I'm sort of getting into that. That kid looks like Elmer Fudd. It sounds so good. What's his name?
Scotty McCree.
Yeah.
McCree
or whatever. Pretty good. Now, why in the name of heaven was Hulk Hogan on this show last night?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Because he was going to give the news to Scotty McCree.
You know something, guys?
I've got some really, really good news, and I've got some really, really bad news. The good news is both of you guys are safe.
James and Scotty.
And both of these guys are going on tour.
All 11 of them now left on tour, don't they? Is
you, Mr. Ryan Seacrest, you're not safe. And this
must have been mayhem.
Is American Idol.
That's funny.
I'd love to see him pick Ryan up and just spike him.
He could have, too.
But you know what? It's really, they've created this year. I have never really given two hoots about American Idol, other than whatever Simon had to say. That's about the only thing I didn't care about. Randy never has done anything for me, one way or another.
Randy is by far the most talented judge they ever had.
I understand, but he doesn't, his personality doesn't, I don't, his, that's what I'm talking about. Right. And Paula, who cared about her? Simon was somebody that, you know, that sort of you gravitated to, but they, he was, his time, he was smart enough to know he needed to get off, because he could have stayed on both shows. He could have stayed on Idol, and he did his X Factor.
He knew it would run, and
he
now
knew
he admits
his, right.
that they've recreated it, and
yeah.
it's good again.
And it's done good. I think
he
it's better
that.
In many ways, and I'm more
sure.
enthused about some of the stuff.
My wife loves
yeah.
Tyler. Loves
go.
Him.
I like J-Lo. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't we all? Yeah.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google has launched its own quarterly online publication called The Quarterly. The full-length publication is an interactive magazine that Google calls a breathing space in a busy world. The content is similar to publications like Business Week and is aimed at those interested in how technology affects business. In other news, Facebook released a massive update to its Q&A service, further integrating it into the social experience. There will now be a questions dashboard that combines all of your friends' questions and answers to provide better insight. The service is currently in a limited beta test, and you can opt in if you want to try it out. And finally, South Korea's government is looking to pass legislation that would make it mandatory for every citizen to install security software. The proposal is meant to stop South Korean computers from being taken over by malicious botnets. Will mandated software actually stop malware? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Deal, and Jennifer and I will talk about what's going on today.
It's so dumb.
World of television.
What's dumb?
You.
Yeah. All right, so to speak to that, you know how I watch. Wait a minute, Richie. Hold on. I didn't give you the cue. No, you start that yet. You have to listen to my
I'm ready for it. I want to see what the freebies are.
I understand, but it's not all about you. It's about a lot of other things.
Right now it is.
That are going on.
No, all right, let's hear. What do you got?
Okay. The thought for the day today comes from Harold Wolf, who lives in Framingham and is a subscriber to the local Framingham blog.
Harry Wolf.
Harold J. Wolf.
This is a very negative thought. I don't think you should disseminate it on air.
You don't. I just think that it's sort of, he's just gone through a whole bunch of things. You know, having a local debate, as is everybody. We have about $300 to $400 million in unfunded liabilities in our town alone for retirement. And what it's going to do is require that we lay off 10-12% of the staff that works for the town. And that's appropriate because we have too many people who work for the town anyway, and so do you and your community. But he, because town elections are, I think, a week from, I think it's a week from next Tuesday, his his sign-off as he overviews some of the problems is as follows. You know how stupid the average person is? The other half are dumber. It's just
nice.
You know, it's so. Well, how is it that you vote for people that won't, when they ask the various candidates' nights, people have been asking, taxpayers are asking, how are we going to do this? And none of them, the people that are incumbents, don't want to talk about it because they're responsible for the mess. You don't want to talk about your mess, right? And the only way to get rid of the mess or to fix the mess or deal with the mess is to get the people that are in out and put in new people. So I'm going to bullet for a particular candidate. I'm voting against everybody who's in office right now. I'm a clean across the board.
Incumbents.
Yep. Incumbents are out.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that, though.
No, I don't.
Be careful what you wish for, because what you bring in may be worse than what's already there.
Yeah, how do you know?
So you don't just go out and ignorantly pull the trigger for anybody.
Yeah, I know who I'm voting for.
Right.
I have done my homework, Rich, because I am not stupid like the other half.
So let's say that there is nobody that you like that is an incoming.
Yeah.
Would you still vote for the incumbent or just a no vote?
I would just not vote.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I won't support somebody that I won't. Anyway, there are all kinds of. There is one of the fellows running that I'm supporting for selectman was a professor at Holy Cross and Northeastern for 35 years of economics. And he was invited to present before the Fed a couple of weeks ago. So here's a local guy running for selectman. You think everybody would be on board? Well, he speaks with a Cuban accent because he's originally from Cuba. And so people don't want to elect him because he's hard to understand. Has nothing to do with his intellect or ability to be. This is how people think. So that's why the guy wrote what he did. Meanwhile, the Pew Center says that unfunded mandates in municipalities around the country equal well over $1 trillion. So you add that to the debt, the federal government, and you do wonder how you're going to pay all of this stuff. Or are we ever going to? It'll just get pushed off. And sooner or later, it has to shrink, though, doesn't it? I don't understand. I mean, I'm not an economist at all. I have a hard time making sure there's enough money in my checking account to pay all of the bills.
But right. You're a businessman. We don't think that way. That's the thing as a country. We don't think about in money in, money out.
Right. Well,
that's
we don't.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That's a good excuse to lay off about 13% of the employees. Anyway. All right. So that's that. Now, speaking of things that we don't want to pay for, we don't want to pay for things we don't have to pay for. And when you're on the Good Day program on Friday, you don't have to pay for these because it's Freebie Friday.
Freebie Friday!
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with the biggie.
What's that?
Starting at noon
a free
Eastern
car.
Time today.
Bebop Barker, come on. A new car! Rod
Postal
Roddy.
Contacts is offering a free pair of prescription glasses to the first 10,000 fans who order, like them on Facebook, get your coupon code under free glasses,
wow.
And you'll be able to use that code for free frames and lenses. You'll pay shipping starting at about $10. This is an online order, one per household, but just incredible. You can, the good thing is go online first before noon today and Eastern time, pick out like 3 to 5 pairs that you like so you're ready to order, so you're not wasting time online, because you have to be within the first 10,000 people. But you get free eyeglasses online today. Make sure you also have your prescription in hand before you go online. Yankee Candle, buy two, get one free. That's good through April 17th. Farber Castell, I guess that's like a craft store. They've got a Stamper's Big Brush. You can get it for free. I know Doug hates it when I
free.
Say it for free. That's it, free. Free ebook download of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. I just saw the new Broadway musical called Wonderland. Great show. Restaurant.com, extra 80% off your gift certificates. That means you can buy a $25 gift certificate for only
$2.
$2. Wow. Normally $10.
If you don't do anything else, Roberta says, go to this restaurant.com.
It's totally
some great places. If you're going down for Jazz Fest, Rich, there's some great places down there.
No, we use them last time.
The coupon code is DEAL. And it's only good through this offer is only good through the 27th, so don't waste time. Neti pot. If you've never used one, they're actually kind of cool. They're like these little teapots that you stick in your nose and you rinse your sinuses out with.
Plus, it's just fun to watch people do it.
Do it.
Because I'm a weirdo.
Watch the water run out the other side. You can get a free one, a free Neil Med Neti pot. It's valid for new Facebook fans. And TGI Fridays. We have a great coupon just in time for this weekend. Buy one entree and two drinks and get one entree free. So all these things are on DougStefan.com website. They're on there right now, so run and go get them.
All right, excuse me for just a second.
What are you doing, Doug?
Well,
I can tell Doug was totally emailing while you were talking.
Yeah,
you
had a tapping.
No, why would you think I don't need to listen to you, Roberta. I've been listening to you for 18 years, and it's not a whole lot different now than it was.
Your wife?
The information is good, and I do pick up on the information and look at the coupons. Richie and I use some of these coupons, and I urge people to go there and do it. There are a lot of great ways to save at DougStefan.com. The primary way to do it, though, is to look at the Queen of Cheap Box. I was just looking at Eastley Farm, which is my dairy farm here in Massachusetts. We're going to support the local PTO the middle school PTO this weekend is having a big festive weekend for the kids, but they're also raising money.
Yeah, we just had ours at our local elementary
school. I gave them three big tubs of ice cream to give to the kids or sell or do whatever they want to with it. And the lady who's running the event is a lady I've met a couple of times. She comes to Eastleigh all the time to buy her milk. But she was touting a psychic doing readings at the fair. So I asked her if she's – I just sent her a note to see if she's actually had a reading from this psychic. Because I think before you bring a psychic to something, even if it's something that, like a lark, maybe
let me tell you what they're all about. They have a kid say, well, at least at Sean's, like March Day or whatever it is, they have some kid just giving you generic.
Yeah, sitting there going,
it's not a real psychic.
Remember the fish, that little plastic red fish that curls a certain way and that tells you your fortune?
Yeah.
No.
Same type thing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I used to love them when I was a kid. Yeah. Really thin plastic, and they'd sit in your palm of your hand, and the way the fish curled would be,
your like a mood ring, but it was a mood fish.
Yeah.
Mood fish.
Mood fish.
That's it. Very good. 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We've been talking off and on about Elizabeth Taylor. The results of our poll yesterday showed that about a third of you thought, when asked what was your favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie, it was impossible to pick one. Excuse me, because there were so many good ones. She has been laid to rest, so she's out of the clutches, if you will, of the Westboro Baptist Church. There are a lot of people who are still talking about her, including Carol Burnett, who surprised Elizabeth Taylor once on air. Pretty good story, Richie.
She was a hoot. She was funny. She was bawdy. She... I can best describe her as a dame in the best sense of the word. She didn't mince words about anything. She was as honest as she could be, as the day is long. Cliche. And we just had a wonderful rapport together. She surprised me once. I was doing a guest stint on my favorite soap opera, All My Children.
So cool.
And I was in a scene with another woman in a nightclub or a restaurant bar kind of area. And we were having our seat, and the next thing I know, this woman comes up in the mop hat, the scrub woman outfit that I wore as a charwoman, and sweeping and everything, and comes in and inserts herself into the scene, and it was Elizabeth. And I was so pissed. I mean, they hid her behind the scenes, you know, the whole day she was waiting to come on and surprise me at this moment. And it was just so sweet.
Yeah. And there are other stars who have been remembering Liz Taylor. You wonder what the, I mean, I don't know if this is so much pap or not, but it may be just fun for a few minutes to listen to a few people, Anne Hathaway and Simon Cowell and Courtney Cox, who are remembering Liz Taylor.
Simon Cowell.
Richie, just play this.
She's the last of the major stars.
She has such an appetite for life, but even her appetite for life is not as great as her talent.
I was literally only a week ago talking to someone about who we'd love to meet, and I said Elizabeth Taylor, because everyone who met her said she was an absolute star.
She's an icon. She's amazing in every way.
All right, so that was a waste of time. You know, is that Larry King thing a waste of time, too?
Let's find out.
She's the last of the major stars. You can't name another one in her league. In fact, she may be the major movie star of all time. Tell you why. She's the only one of all of them that you can name, the Marilyn Monroe's, the Kate Hepburn's, who was a child star, National Velvet, at age 14. She's the only one in the public eye for 65 years, and she led an incredible life. I mean, there nobody led a life like her. You can't duplicate that life. She was unbelievable. The one thing you love about her was her loyalty. Her loyalty is my number one attribute that I see in people. She had that in spades. If she liked you, she liked you. She went all the way for you. When Michael Jackson was getting wrapped around pretty good, she stood up for him. She was the first real celebrity to get involved in the battle for AIDS research. I tried to enlist many Hollywood people. A lot refused her. They were afraid of the disease. In fact, she got involved even before Rock Hudson announced that he had it. He was extraordinary. She was just, she was an amazing woman. There's no one, there'll never be another one.
He's got a point. Who's left from that age that's really...
Nobody.
I mean,
Carol Burnett, maybe. She's not that old, though.
No, but she's not. She's
not
comedian.
Of the same caliber.
She's not, you know, the golden.
Right.
I mean, Mickey Rooney comes to mind, I guess.
But
he wasn't
right.
of the caliber. Of,
no, not at all. Nope. So anyway, the tributes and that sort of thing. Actually, the best thing that I've heard was this lost tape that showed up yesterday of Liz and Richard Burton. And this, I don't know where it came from, but... It was making the rounds yesterday.
I think having a fight, an out-and-out, outrageous, ridiculous fight, is one of the greatest exercises in marital togetherness.
When I insult Elizabeth, which I frequently do, I do not attack.
My
and when
chin.
She attacks me, double chins.
You bloody well have.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So anyway... I think we've spent a lot of time on it the last couple of days, and it was worth it. A lot of people I remember Elvis dying and,
and
you know, some of the things that happened around that. Not often there's the tumult of sort of support all one way, and it's positive when somebody like that passes. By the way, I said a few minutes ago that we were going to surpass the Breakfast Club hosted by Don Wilson, which is incorrect. It was Don McNeil who did thank you to the person who's... was that person in Sarasota? Where was that person?
I don't know. Michael talked to him.
All right, anyway. Hello, Sarasota. Why not?
Sarasota, hello.
Yes. Yes, right. All right, in a few moments, Jennifer's going to spend a minute with... there's always this thing about television, and we always seem to... kind of sweep it under the rug. There are so many good things going on, or so many things to talk about. Did you hear the story about Kirstie Alley, who was insulted by George Lopez?
Yeah, and I heard she was the best one this week on Dancing with the Stars.
What do you mean? What did
he
say?
He said she did a nice job.
She looked like a dancing pig.
Her little hoofs tapping away, making a reference to her as a pig. And I thought she and, for some reason, I thought Kirstie Alley and George Lopez were friends. I don't
know. It's not.
I guess apparently not.
Yeah.
I think that just stinks. That's
yeah,
you know,
I
especially
like him
when
too.
She did a great job.
I don't like him at all. I think he's wedding.
No, I mean a couple times we've had him on here. He's a he's a fun, good guy. But yeah, that's not.
Anyway, he did. He sort of apologized, saying I misjudged the joke. No malice intended. I apologize to Kirstie. Okay, so that's good. He at least cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't. Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings packs. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, Jen. What's the big word from the world of television?
Big news, and I'm excited for myself, but right. Fox has renewed Fringe, and it was really up in the air because they moved it to Friday night, but it's back for a full season, 22 episodes
all
next
right.
year, so very,
good,
very
good,
cool.
Good, 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 good.
And then Cherry Jones, president from 24.
Yeah.
She's joining a new NBC drama called REM.
Cherry. Cherry.
Did I say Sherry?
You said Jerry.
No, I didn't.
Sounded like Jerry. Sounded like
really?
I know you meant Cherry.
Cherry.
Cherry Jones.
Cherry Jones. Right.
Is going to do what in a new TV show?
She's going to join NBC's REM, which is like Inception.
Okay.
TV.
Ooh, right.
Cool.
All right, so that's good. It's Jennifer Horn along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To get away, surfing for the best airfares without getting wiped out. That's Tom Parsons. What happened to the music? What's going on
here? Tom, I thought you were more important.
Nice, really good, beverage. Okay, Tom Parsons is actually the most important person here as we make your travel life better. He's the publisher and editor of bestfares.com. You can go online. Actually, go to DougStefan.com. See Tom's picture there. In the contributors box, click on that. It'll bring you right to the special deals that are published every week for people who listen to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I had something that I thought you would find amusing. Would you like the little, is a little amusing story? Tom, would you like an amusing story?
Okay.
Actually, I don't know, though. This is kind of a long story. It's about a, no, this is too long, a flight attendant on a particular airline. I didn't realize the damn thing's 10 pages
long.
I downloaded it the other day. I said, this would be pretty interesting. No. All right, anyway.
We're out.
Let's, yeah, right, exactly. The turn of events, and best described by this example. I took a flight on American one way because I had something I had to do on the other. So I lost. I was going to lose the other end of the ticket anyway. So I just took a one way, $471 to do coast to coast. And that was for next week. And then the week after that, I have to do the same thing going in the same direction. So I couldn't, you know, I can't do a round trip. The good old days, we could have managed this scam, but we can't now. So I bought a second one-way West Coast to East Coast ticket for the exact same flight, exact same day of the week, $159.
Right.
1 week, it was $471. Same exact everything the next week, $159.
It's, well, you know, it's capacity control. Plus, March has been a real mess for spring breakers everywhere.
Yeah.
Demand.
Boy, they capitalize. I mean, I'm talking about Southwest and AirTran, all these airlines that tout their low fares, JetBlue. They were screwing everybody last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's March. They call it March Madness, don't they?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So. We were talking about the air traffic controller. I still find it amazing that our national capital, national though it does have that. I think, don't they still have the restriction you can't take off after a certain hour?
Right, a certain hour. All right. So here's the story for those of you who have not heard the story Tom's referring to. The FAA has suspended an air traffic control supervisor who went to sleep on the job. The supervisor was the only person on duty midnight Tuesday at Reagan. The pilots of two planes were unable to wake him up as they approached the airport for a landing. They were in contact with controllers over at the Dulles Airport, which is about 40 miles away. Those controllers somehow or other, I don't know how they talked the guy in.
They just came in. They just did it as a closed airport without air traffic controllers.
Right.
So there are airports all over America at nighttime. There are no air traffic controllers.
Right.
And these guys do this all the time. They said, okay, we're just going to pretend like the guy's locked out and
right.
he can't get
just
in.
Land.
And
we'll find, we'll look at the runway. There's the runway. We got to land. Right?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. And, but, you know, I just still find it amazing. Here in Texas, I mean, I live in Dallas-Fort Worth, DFW Airport has a minimum of 7 guys on duty at our airport here. Love Field always has, too. And I just can't imagine here you've got the national capital. I mean, you know how Reagan is. It's right across the street from the Pentagon.
Right. Yep.
And,
literally across the street, right across the highway from the Pentagon.
And then the White House is just down, you know, a few blocks down, and then you got the Capitol.
Right. So here's the theory that Tom's pursuing. This guy's asleep. He's not watching what's going on. Anybody could fly a plane in there. No warning, nothing. Bingo. Into the White House, into the – that's what we're really talking about. That's what's so upsetting about this. Nobody would have known because the only guy on duty is asleep.
And it was 30 minutes, and they actually did everything. Not only did they call, you know, American was the first plane to come in, but they called the headquarters in Dallas and said, hey, someone call them on the landline.
This is so simple.
So when the American guy came in, the United guy from Chicago said, well, if American can come in solo, so can we.
Yeah, right. So
but there's probably only 6 or 7 planes that land that late at night anyway, all night long, but
yeah, but it's still the principle of somebody could come in and nobody would see him, and they could go crash into anything in Washington.
I still find it. We have two. We always have a pilot and a co-pilot. Okay, remember those pilots? Those Northwest pilots
went to sleep.
I mean, they said they were sleeping.
Right.
They got fired because they were using their laptops.